A bill to automatically enroll new federal employees in the Thrift Savings Plan's lifecycle funds is ready for President Obama's signature. But first, you got to hire new people at your agency for that bill to make a difference. Tim McManus is Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service and looking at the possibilities for 2015. I mean, it's pretty obvious, Tim, that there will be a lot of people hiring cyber help in 2015. And there are, you know, some acquisition workforces across government that will get some money. But overall, are there other trends? Are there other issues? Are there other places that we should be paying attention to? And are there ways that people can try to break out of kind of the hiring freezes and other issues that agencies have been under the last couple of years? Thanks for being on, my friend.
Yeah, great to be here, Francis. I think, you know, great question about, you know, what the hiring landscape may look like in 2015. I think, you know, first of all, you know, unlike what we really experienced a couple years ago with massive budget cuts and sequestration, you know, a lot of hiring's been going on already with federal agencies. So, you know, HUD had a big hiring spree in the fourth quarter of the last fiscal year. Social Security Administration had a fairly big hiring spree take place in the fourth quarter and just kind of wrap up in the early first quarter of this fiscal year as well. I think on the horizon, as you said, you know, there's going to be no shortage of cyber professionals that are hired. I think if you look at IT in general, it's going to be a big area. You look at the acquisition and contracting workforce again. You know, all indications would point there. I think, you know, it was interesting. I was on a panel conversation the end of last week and with some career services folks from MPA and MPP schools, and they kind of asked a similar question: what agencies are going to be hiring and what types of positions? And I think, you know, it really is going to vary by from agency to agency. But the unique position that we're in—I say unique position that we're in right now—is that by and large, agencies are going to have a budget here. Based on the results of the House and the Senate actions recently.
Well, so that has been unique compared to the last decade or so.
Right. We're not operating, you know, had that budget deal not taken place and we just went into another, 3-month CR and kicked the can down the road again, I think a lot of the conversations around hiring would be what they were for the past couple of years, which is we don't really know. We know what we need, but we don't know that we're going to have the ability to hire that. So, you know, my advice to those folks, and I think it's really true in this conversation as well, is to start thumbing through the budget to see where's program expansion, where is the money going, because money that goes places results either in expansion of workforce or replacement of those retirees that are calling it quits and moving on. So I think, you know, clearly you identified a few. I think you're going to see continued hiring at the VA as well, mission continues to grow with so many returning vets. I think you are going to see, you know, a lot of healthcare professionals that are being sought after as well.
Are there is there anything coming down the line that will give agencies an ability to get people in, any kind of special hiring authorities or anything like that that we don't have now that we'll be able to leverage, or are the tools that the agencies have now what they've got?
You know, I think the tools that they have are what they have. I think the real challenge for agencies is to make them work effectively for them. So, you know, you and I have talked about, here comes the word, you know, we've talked a lot about Pathways.
Yeah.
You know, Pathways is one of those great examples of something that, you know, the Pathways program is 2 years old. I think, you know, as you look at agency hiring, and agencies ought to be looking at this, is how are we utilizing both our internship programs, but how are we using the recent graduate program? If we're looking to bring in younger talent with some type of degree, and that we want to grow that talent longer term within our agency, the recent graduates program is a prime place to do that. And I think most agencies actually get that the recent grads program is really positioned well for that. We had actually asked agencies for some data on how they had used the Pathways programs, and more importantly, how they intend to use the Pathways programs in the year ahead. And I think the big surprise for us when we saw that, and again, most of this was more anecdotal data than anything else, but agencies by and large said that they were going to use the Pathways programs more in 2015 than they had previously, and particularly looked at greater utilization in the recent grads program. So I think those are some things that are in play. I think, you know, some agencies, again, for some of these really mission-critical, hard-to-fill positions, cyber, some other things, you know, agencies agencies may, in fact, already have at their disposal direct hire authority. Where they don't have that, they may have an opportunity to go to OPM and say, we really need this for something like this. I think there are some other ones that are really little known, and I think this is the thing that often amazes me around hiring flexibilities. You're looking for really bright, talented people who can do some really critical thinking and everything else. You look at programs like the Peace Corps and the AmeriCorps VISTA program, and participants in both of those programs have non-competitive eligibility when they come out. What that means is basically, Francis, you can pick them off the street. After they've had a two-year stint in whatever foreign country as a Peace Corps volunteer, they come back, they're applying to work for your agency. You can actually hire them without going through the competitive system. That's something that many agencies actually don't realize how it works, and if they do, they're completely underutilizing it, and these are some great people coming out of those programs. So I think part of the focus here for 2015 in terms of being able to hire and hire quickly is to make sure that you're still hiring quality and to actually understand all of the flexibilities that you have. You've got Schedule A authority to bring in people with disabilities. You've got a number of things that are already there. It's really trying to figure out how you make those work for you.